Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you to be your hosts for the next few minutes to share a smile, share a verse, maybe make your day. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. And you do that by going to visitvalentine.org, a hidden gem like the Cherry County Historical Society or Centennial Hall, the oldest school in the state of Nebraska. Yep, a lot of fun museums around the local history scene here in the Valentine area. Visit valentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, this season, you probably want to spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. You know, those sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. You know what helps you with that? A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News, stay connected and celebrate the ranching life.
Gary Homestead sent this in to The Good Stuff a while back, a nice little short poem for you, written in May of 2019. I was making the curve where South Dakota Highway 14 becomes 83, heading north when I saw him. Lone cowboy on a line back dun, heading south outside the fence. He raised his hand in a wave as I drove by. I returned the greeting. Rain from the night before sparkled on the deep green grass as the low sun broke through dark clouds. Checking cows, maybe, or a fence to fix. What a grand place to be on a morning in May. Astride a good horse on the Dakota prairie, hearing the meadowlark songs, red-tailed hawk perched on a post, the creak of leather, jingle of curb chain, steady, soft rhythm of hooves, a prairie symphony on the move. Thanks, Gary, for sharing that on The Good Stuff.
Good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment. Here's a different type of prayer. Heavenly Father, help us remember that the jerk who cut us off in traffic last night is a single mother who worked 9 hours that day and was rushing home to cook dinner, help with homework, do the laundry, and spend a few precious moments with her children. Help us to remember that the pierced, tattooed, disinterested young man who can't make change correctly is a worried 19-year-old college student balancing his apprehension over final exams with his fear of not getting his student loans for next semester. Remind us, Lord, that that scary-looking bum begging for money in the same spot every day, who really ought to get a job, is a slave to addictions that we can only imagine in our worst nightmares. Help us to remember that the old couple walking annoyingly slow through the store aisles and blocking our shopping progress are savoring this moment, knowing that, based on the biopsy report she got back last week, this will be the last year that they go shopping together. Heavenly Father, remind us each day that of all the gifts you give us, the greatest gift is love. It is not enough to share that love with those we hold dear. Open our hearts, not just to those who are close to us, but to all humanity. Let us be slow to judgment and quick to forgiveness and patience and empathy and love.
So here's a few things you can use at the coffee shop today, some interesting facts that you can repeat. Red hair and blue eyes are the rarest hair-eye color combination globally, since both are recessive traits. That's interesting. A couple other of those. Only 2% of people worldwide have green eyes. Think about them.
Yes.
The odds of being born on February 29th. Not as much as I thought. 1 in 1,461.
Oh, yeah. I thought it would be way bigger than that.
Here's something interesting. Around 75% of U.S. homes have at least one jar of peanut butter. Some have more, I guess. And about 25% of the heart's blood flow goes straight to the kidneys. During Rocky IV filming, Dolph Lundgren once punched Sylvester Stallone so hard he was hospitalized for 9 days.
Oh my goodness.
And less than 1% of people are naturally ambidextrous, able to use both hands equally well.
Which is a pretty cool trait.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
And did you know that the Bahamas has an island famous for swimming pigs?
Yes, I did.
That? Yeah, I've seen that before.
Yes, absolutely. So two dinosaurs are sitting at the table having coffee, and one says to the other, "Sure, he stomps on cities, but at home, he cries like a baby when he steps on a Lego."
Uh-oh. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.